You're listening to the republicbroadcasting.org, Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. And I want to welcome everyone to Thought Crime Live. It's Saturday, July the 30th, and I'm your host, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and glad to be here in Mr. Stadmiller's neighborhood again. Just before I get going, I want to remind everyone that RBN is listener supported, y'all. If without your help, we wouldn't be able to commit these thought crimes or hear all of this great content too. It's a lot of the people that I have met since I've been doing this, or some of the listeners and the hosts. It's tremendous. We got to keep this going, because imagine what the legacy media tells you. It's nothing but lies now. I mean, they just lie with impunity, and there's almost no one out there trying to call them out on it. There are people, but I think this is really important that we keep this going, and I really appreciate all of the listeners too for you know, putting up with me and participating, and especially if you can help support the network. You know, free speech simply cannot exist without being funded by we the people, so please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. There's a yellow button there. Just smash that button, or you can call RBN staff and donate via a credit card or a debit card. Yeah, to donate, just call 800-724-2719, extension 3. That's 800-724-2719, extension 3. And they could always, they're busy, you know, those producers are busy keeping us going, but they could always take a moment to take a donation. And also, if you want to remain anonymous, don't want the fact that you're committing this domestic terrorism of funding thought crimes known, you can just mail a check, cash or money order payable to RBN. And the mailing address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302. That's Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I'll do that one more time. 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we really appreciate that, folks. Okay. I do want to make one plug before I get to my guest. To join guest host of the White Host Resistance Hour today at 4 o'clock. Pacific time, Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. it'd be. Casey Whalen will be discussing the Baby Cyrus ordeal in the state of Idaho with his guest Diego Rodriguez, grandfather of Baby Cyrus, along with Cyrus's parents Levi and Marissa. And they'll discuss the genesis of people's rights and how the Idaho CPS was used as a political hit job. And I'm sure that would be very interesting. That's quite a story. I mean, it's ubiquitous what's happening to us, that we're being hemmed in and just, as I say, call us thought criminals, just, you know, for pointing out that the emperor has no clothes or whatever, just pointing out the truth. And more people are seeing this too. I see more and more people waking up every day. I do think that, as Farron mentioned in his show previously, in flyover country, a lot more people have started connecting the dots than we have in a long time. You know, I do see that happening when I get out and you know, in the masses, so to speak, out in public, and actually bring up a conversation with people. Anyway, let me go on and introduce my guest. My guest this week is a frequent caller and sometimes co-host here on RBN, is known as James in Vancouver. And welcome, James. Are you with me? Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir. Good morning, and thanks for having me on. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks, James. Thanks for coming on. I mean, a lot of the listeners are aware of who you are, but just for someone who hasn't heard you before, you have a website. You wrote a book and have a website called No Such Thing as Terminal. And you were go ahead. Maybe let you enter. Tell a little bit of that to start with. Just introduce yourself and what you'd discovered. Yes, sir. Please.
Yeah. Okay. Well, in the 1990s, I was working overseas, and I was working quite intensely. I was operating my own consulting business, and I was the go-between between people in Taiwan who wanted certain legal things done for them, like immigration packages and investments, and they wanted consulting on things like merchandising, and I agreed to work for them. I started around 1990-91, around there, and of course it involved a lot of work, because when New York and L.A. are open for business, in Taiwan we're sleeping, and when you know, we're sleeping, New York and L.A. are open, you see. So I was not getting a lot of sleep for several couple years. I was pushing my my immune system, and it began to show with a certain infection I was getting. And that infection resulted in discharge of blood and a lot of pain. And the short, long story of it is I had a biopsy done on the tissue around 1996, 97 in there, I just forget. Had it done here in Vancouver. And they were looking for cancer, of course. The tissue was of a plastic nature. In other words, the proteins in the cells had lost their Hooke's law, their molecular weight. They said, well, you don't have cancer, but, and I said, you have infection. I said, well, what's the source of the infection? They said, well, nonspecific, which didn't tell me a whole lot. And so I just suffered with more bleeding, and they just let it go. And it turned out one of the people I was working with was a lawyer from the Eastern Seaboard, and he was working in multiple projects in international trading. And one day I called him up, and he said, you don't sound very good. And I said, well, do you take anything? Or I said, well, yeah, I take some vitamins. And of course, they, you know, that wasn't doing anything good, because the blood was still, I was still losing blood. And he said, I'm going to send you something. And I said, well, okay. I said, well, you know, what is it? Well, he says, you know, it's a cure for cancer. And I thought he was nuts. And anyway, so I received the package and opened it up, and I took this stuff, right? Now, I didn't know really what was going on. I had no background at that time. This is more than 20 years ago. I had no background in biology. And what I found was, after several days, I noticed tissue was changing. And first of all, the tissue on the outside of me, my arms and legs, I'd always had some kind of spots in my legs, like, what do they call it, chicken things. They're kind of a, some people are born with some kind of a spots. It looks like chicken skin. Well, anyway, that went away, and eventually the bleeding stopped, never came back. And so I was invited to get involved with this independent lab and, you know, possibly market this, research it, that kind of thing, which I did. And I ended up developing a theory for what happens in specifically the DNA. And I was able to ascertain that what happens when people suffer degenerative diseases is that their DNA begins to lose its 89 thymine, cytosine, guanine pairs in the DNA. And those are mostly contained, they contain a high degree of nitro. And I didn't know exactly the details of it, but I had a particular person I was working with, and they had bladder cancer. And I was able to look at their data from that bladder cancer, and I was able to ascertain using what's called the central dogma of biology. That is, the protein markers for the cancer, after starting the medicine, went way down. Okay, they started at 137, I think, was way out of the range, was 0 to 110. Okay, and it went down. After 5 months, it went down to zero. There was no cancer protein at all being produced, you see. So then I learned what was in the compound, okay? And then I was high in nitro. So what I was doing was I was replacing, or the medicine was replacing the nitro in the rungs of the DNA. This is the first thing, okay? So, and then, of course, you see the AT and the CG, the rungs of the DNA, also provide the genetic code, okay, for the DNA, and that genetic code prescribes how the proteins are made. That's the central dogma of biology. Well, second thing that happened is I started researching physics again. My background is in physics, and I realized I hit on a lecture by Richard Feynman, okay, of Caltech. He's since left us, died in 1988. But in his Feynman Lectures, Volume 3, in what's called identical particles, all right, this is in quantum mechanics, he talks specifically about the differences between particles, which are called, some particles are called bosons, and the other particles are fermions, okay? Now, a boson is a particle where if you have a bunch of bosons in a box, say, and they're all the same kind of particle, right? There will be a tendency for all these bosons to attract. Now, an example of a boson is a carbon atom, right? Another example is a photon, all right? That's a boson as well. So if you've got a box full of photons, let's say, and it's isolated, there'll be a tendency for those photons to attract, okay? And same with carbon, right? Now, where does that put things like nitro? Well, nitro is not boson. Nitro, I'm talking about the atom now, not the molecule in the air. The molecule in the air, that's N2. I'm talking about pure nitro, N, or anything attached to nitro. All right? Now, when you have a box of nitro, okay, like it could be nitrocellulose, let's say, okay, you put that in a box, the tendency will be for the nitro to repel because it is a fermion, and you can't have two identical fermions in the same place at the same time, like Feynman would say, on top of each other, you see? So then I take this knowledge and I look at the DNA and I go, holy, look at all the nitro in the AT and the CG, see? Well, that nitro, I reasoned, is what's opening the DNA to allow transcription to take place, see? And if those nitros, if those AT and CG fall out, then that DNA is not going to open properly, at least, and it's certainly not going to be able to give the right information to the messenger RNA to make the right protein in the deal, you see, in the whole cell.
That's the degeneration you're talking about, the cause of all the degenerative diseases as well as the cancer, sir. Please continue.
You have the degeneration because the protein is not made properly, this shows up again. Hooke's law, for example, if there's a tissue degeneration, say there's a something on the skin, or say it's an arthritis, right? Well, then the protein inside, or the protein involved in that tissue, will not be to the right molecular weight. It won't be to the right size. There'll be pulling. There'll be imbalance of forces. There'll be pain. All that kind of thing, because the protein is not made to the specific dimensions that it's supposed to be, right? This is one aspect of it. So when you have cancers, for example, cancers develop incredible pressures on the nerves, resulting in a lot of pain. you see. So this is the thing. The key component, or the dynamo, let's say, or the motor that runs DNA is nitro, the nitro atom, and the nitro atoms that are in the DNA. This is the thing that I'm trying to get out in the book, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this and is so overlooked. Go ahead.
And you used this on yourself, and it worked for you. And then you used it on other people. Yeah. Manage to? And that you kind of just described the theory of how you think that it's actually helping, but it was your experience that it worked already, right? So that's
exactly.
Amazing. You know, let me say to the listeners, you know, it's amazing to me how many people I have come across and talked to and met since I've been doing RBN who were told, well, they didn't say you had cancer, right? They said you had an infection, but that have had cancer or whatever, and then they turned away from big pharma and the medical industrial complex and thrived. And people I know who went down that road, a lot of them are dead now. And that's just the bare facts. You know, that's just in my face. So, go ahead, James, please. Thank you.
Well, it's like you get a, you know, like a game show. What's behind door number one? What's behind door number two? What's behind door number three? You know, Bob Barker, if the price is right, see? And life is like that. And I was just damn lucky, okay? Basically. My buddy, the lawyer from the Eastern Seaboard, I was lucky to have that guy. Because he had a lot of experience around the world, you see. And I was just a kid from the Midwest at that point, sort of thing. And he was mentoring me, you see. And, you know, I didn't really want to do that. I didn't really want to take that medicine. But I figured, well, okay, let's see how it goes. And then after the first injection, let me tell you, it was like knots were undone in my stomach. I had irritable bowel syndrome and all of that tension in the bowel. After just 0.1 cc, that night, it just sort of went. But at that time, I didn't know why. And it was going to take me. I started to hit on why around 2003. That was when that year of 2003 was, and I really hit the biology books, and I brushed up on my physics, okay? And then by 2004, I was ready to write the book. Ready to write the book because I had the experimental data, and I was the first guinea pig. I had other people that I helped in Taiwan, and that's in vivo. You know, they were alive. I had their data, and then I had the theory. And then I said, "No, I got to write this down." You see, and there's the book. See,
I look forward to reading your book too. I have not, but plan to.
That's okay. It's on the way.
Oh, sounds like we have the break coming up. Y'all, we'll be right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Marching, I hear marching outside my window in the rain. I play checkers, I'm sick of checkers, I'm sick of the pain.
You're listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network. I have James from Vancouver on with me. We were discussing a discovery that he had used medicine back 20 years ago in his book and site, No Such Thing as Terminal. And I had that thought while on the break that this stuff sounds like it anecdotally it worked for you, and then you used it on other people, that it repairs damage. And I thought, I wonder if that would repair damage done by these clot shots, because I was thinking of where we are in time now and what's happening. I wanted to get your opinion on those things too, and what you think, you know, the real agenda is with that as well. But do you think this might help with the damage done by those shots as well?
All right. Well, look at mRNA. Okay. This stuff, allegedly, that's in these shots. If it's mRNA, if it's an RNA, it has nitro in it, okay? Now, if you don't want that mRNA going into your cell and raising hell with your DNA, what you've got to have in your DNA is a density of nitro, okay? Literally, I'm talking about cubic volume density of nitro that is higher than the density of nitro in that messenger RNA that they got in their stuff. In other words, you don't want to have it so that that mRNA can go through the barrier of the cell, all right? So people talk about Gibbs free energy. You don't want the change in the Gibbs free energy for that toxin to cross the surface of your cell to be less than zero, all right? If it's the case where entropy will go up, that means that it will cross spontaneously. So that's how I'd answer it. So you've got to have a DNA with high nitro in it, high density of nitro, and then the mRNA will have trouble taking over, you know, that DNA. That's the same for a virus, right? I've blown off lots of viruses over the last 20 years, and by getting more nitro into DNA, raising the potential, raising literally the kinetic energy of that DNA, and that keeps the viruses out, and it aids in the immune systems to just chew up the crap that's on the outside of the cell, you see.
It certainly sounds like it sounds like it's worth a try for certain. You know, It sure does. It's such a fix now that I've seen people. I know people. You talked about people up there that are everybody's just dropping that people that took these jabs. Do you think that it was done intentionally to wipe us out? I mean, it can't seem like that's a mistake. I mean, are they so greedy that they just completely missed that and they were just after the profit? I don't know. You can't be that greedy, can you?
Let me help you out here. Let me tell you what I think. I also was able to study some law while I was doing my paralegal job back in the 1990s. And when you want to prove somebody is a murderer, you got to have two things. First of all, you've got to have the act, which is like the shot, or the failure to act. You know, I should have done something that I should have done. I didn't do something that I should have done. But what you've got to have is mens rea. And that means, mens rea means you got to know that stuff's going to kill. All right? Now, if I give you something, and I know damn well that's likely to kill you, and I say, here, you know, try this. And you see, I've got the mens rea. I know it's going to kill. And then the, you know, jury say, well, he knew it was going to kill. He had the intent, you see. All right, that's the mens rea. And then the actus reus is I hand you the stuff and say, yeah, you got to take this, right? See, now I got, that's murder, okay? So somebody on this line chain that's going back to the top, whoever they are, the pharmaceutical companies, the politicians, the cops, the intelligence agencies, right? All around the water, when they get water at their water, or coffee dispenser, they're chit-chatting around, yeah, we knew it was going to do it. Oh, yeah, you know, see? So somebody knows. That's your murderer or murderers, see?
I would say to that, you know, they said they didn't have animal trials because all the animals died. Yeah, they knew, okay? There's no doubt that they knew, but they went ahead anyway. Because they tried, when they tried the mRNA stuff before, all the animals died. So can't do that again. And just like putting their hands over their ears and closing their eyes, yeah, like, no, we don't see it. But yeah, you already saw it. You can't, The gaslighting is so horrible. It's like, it reminds me of how Biden came out and said, it's not a recession. No, it's not a recession. It's like just trying to redefine reality, redefining words that they've done. That's the kind of thing that we're up against. You know, people, I hear the music up again, James. If anyone has a question for James, feel free to call in. I'll give the number out as we come back. All right.
I'm sick of pain.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to Thought Crime Live. It's Saturday, July the 30th. My name is Stephen Douglas Whitener, and I have James in Vancouver on as my guest. If anyone has a question for James, I was going to give out the numbers 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And if you don't have the minutes, 800-313-9443. And James, back to what you were saying, sir. That this was obviously done on purpose. I mean, the evidence is there. They knew it was going to kill. And it's like, well, do you think anyone will ever be held accountable? That's another. I don't see it happening with the justice system. But yeah, please, sir, what do you think?
Okay, well, let's try it a different way here. Okay, I talked about the law and the murder thing. Let's think of this as a military op. Which I think this is what it is. This is a worldwide military op, right? Because you have so much coordinated shutdown. When back in 2020, March 16th, when everything began, when it was shut down cold, okay? And I had my background in biophysics and DNA and all the rest of it. I knew right away there's going to be trouble. Right, and that's when I started calling John Stadtmiller directly to the National Intel Report, trying to tell people or trying to, get in touch with people. See, and so it's it has a military thing behind it, right?
That makes perfect sense. Yes, sir. It does seem to be carried out as a military operation, and
Who the military work for? Well, of course, they work for bankers, see? Mm-hmm. So we're back to all wars are bankers' wars, and this is just a big foreclosure, right? They got no more money that they want to spend on us, the investment bankers. They say, well, North America's had its day. We've got other markets to invest in, and now you're going to get the Green New Deal, see? This is the way it is converging, right? And I want to try to stop that convergence by telling people, first of all, hey, do you know there's a cure for cancer? Do you know you've been lied to since 1930? Do you know that the bloody cure was actually invented in Germany? Facts like that, you see? And
elaborate on that. Just said this. Yeah, please. I hope that we can talk about this more in the future too. I want to learn more about this particular substance and things. I don't have as extensive a background. I was not qualified to be the receiving chemist at Aquatech, which was kind of the whole point of why. But still, I had that. You know, I have had that amount of education where I can understand what you're saying here as a layman, and it makes a lot of sense. Yes, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what. Okay, when I was doing my physics degree, I was no academic wonder because I didn't really like the system. All right, I was the world's worst physics student. I was, but of course, no, I wasn't the worst world's physics student. I just couldn't go along with the system as well as others could, right? And I didn't like some of the people. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I agree. That's exactly the same thing that happened to me. I mean, yeah. I wasn't the best student either, but I was very enthusiastic to start with. And the more I came up against
it, right.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But here we are today, sir.
Yeah, you come up against a bunch of twerps and creep professors that, they're snobby and they're snide and they're, at least this is the university I went to. And I wish I could have gone to a university. I discovered Fargo, North Dakota, North Dakota State University. I wish I could have gone to that university. I did some research and development classes there, but it was like a whole new world where academics really wanted to teach people. See, so it depends on the institution that a person attends, right? So
with this being a military operation, we can't expect much justice for that. I just like we're going to have to do this ourselves. It's like. There's another person who I hear come on RBN. I forgot the name, but he talks about treating cancer in another way, and he says only you can do it, not the doctor. It's like you have to do this.
Right.
We have to retake responsibility for our own health and our own lives, and break out of this thing. It's for years I felt like I was beat down too after things had happened. And I made myself sicker, worse.
Right.
But the last couple of years. I just decided not to do that anymore. And, dear listeners, you don't have to take it anymore either. You can get up and fight back, too. That's what I agree with you. I want people to realize that. I mean, I'm not trying to put myself up as anything except, look, I did something to fight back, and I want people to join me and you, too. And it looks like we have some callers coming in. James, would you like to go to the phone? Yes, sir. All right.
Sure, go ahead.
Charlie in Florida. Hello, Charlie. You have a question for James, sir? Can you hear me, Charlie?
Hear me okay?
There you are, yes.
Hello?
I hear you, Charlie. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Yeah, hey. Hi, James. I've been wanting to talk to you for a long time. I've really been impressed with your background knowledge in a lot of areas, especially in this area of medicine and stuff that we need. We get so many people that call in. To RBN that have a little knowledge, but they don't have a lot of the expertise, and you have the expertise, education, and the knowledge, and that's so crucial to have all those in combination like you do, and it's just a wonderful thing to have you here, and I'm so glad to have you. I do have some questions for you, if you don't mind answering me.
Thank you, Charlie. I really want to say this first. I really thank you for that. Okay. Now, thank you.
You're more than welcome, James. You deserve it because you've earned your education and done your research yourself. So it's
all right. Well, thank you, Charlie. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Yeah.
I would like to hear your opinion on this COVID-19 stuff, a little bit of what you think about it.
Yeah.
Do you believe it's real, or do you think it's just? I personally haven't seen any evidence that it's real, but I'm not I don't have the qualifications that you do to make any kind of judgment. So I'd like to hear your opinion on that, and and a few other things, and tie into what you think about this vaccination program, I guess, if you will,
right.
And this new stuff coming down the line, this monkey, I call it monkey business, you know,
yeah,
monkey
right,
stuff.
Right. Okay, Charlie, from the get-go, it's been a big con, okay? I've been up here in Vancouver. I was associating with people from the People's Republic of China back in 2019, day in and day out. Nobody, they were going back and forth from China to Vancouver. You know, I had new, you know, they were coming back and forth, and I was teaching them, okay? And I didn't get sick, and they didn't get sick, and that's the first thing, right? And as far as, based on what I observe, I can't see any basis in fact for COVID-19 and this monkeypox is simply the same deal. Okay, it's been used to stir up the fear in people so that they are going to run out and do something crazy like take a so-called vaccine. Okay, that, you know, so there you are. It's all been a fraud.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, James. I actually believe the same thing. I came about it from a different line of questioning, though. My thoughts on it were that, you know, I wasn't seeing the people, numbers of anybody getting sick from this stuff.
Right.
And yet all of a sudden the flu is supposed to disappear. We don't have the flu anymore, but now we got this COVID-19 stuff going on. Right? I mean, how did that happen? And so I kind of took the point of view that this, well, let me continue just a little bit more, that this stuff, I mean, if I was going to infect people with a virus, if I was a mad scientist or a lab or a government, I'd put something out there that would actually make people sick. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Yes.
I mean, why would I want to put something out there that no one ever gets or 1% or 2% or whatever? You know, it didn't make any sense. So that's the way where I was coming from on it all. Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're right, exactly. So, and if people did that, if they did release a toxic substance that that took lives, well, then they probably wouldn't be able to control it. That's another issue, see?
Exactly, and they would, their own children or themselves could just get sick from it, right? So they don't want that.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, so it didn't make any sense, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I agree with you guys. Let me say that it looks like they used that PCR test and the fear to push the shot, and then the shot is having this effect on people, breaking their immune system down. Now they want to blame the effect of the shot on this new thing, monkeypox, so they can give you another shot to break it down even more. And it's just like a military operation, as you said, that just keeps going in cycles and cycles. That's what it looks like to me, at least. But please go ahead, fellas.
No, that's right, Stephen. Yeah. That's the way I see it. I mean, the whole thing was to push the vaccines, and even this test may be bad too. I mean, it may cause sickness as well. I mean, anybody that allows something stuck all the way up into their nose, up to the base of their brain, is an idiot anyway.
Sure.
I mean, come on.
That. Yes. You got a point there. I didn't bring up. Yeah, you stick
any
that
kind of little mic.
Yep.
Graphene oxide, any kind of tiny particles could get in there.
Yep. Virus, it'll cross that barrier and you'll get sick maybe. Or, you know, probability is there, right? Yes.
Right. I think they're trying to program us, James. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. What we got here right now is American common sense, okay? American common sense the way it was, right? You see what I mean?
I thank you for that.
We're committing all crimes by just using common sense.
Yeah, that's right, Stephen. Good old common sense. All right, thanks, guys. That's all I wanted to hear.
Okay, thanks,
you're pretty well, and thank you, James. Keep contributing.
Okay,
I really enjoy it. Bye bye.
Well, we'll talk soon, Charlie. Thanks kindly.
God bless.
And next we have Joe in Indiana. Joe, can you hear me? You have a question, sir?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear, and I just wanted to make a quick comment. The guest was talking about having a little difficulty in learning things, that sort of thing. It depends on your style. I was an exchange student behind that. I was part of a special program behind the Iron Curtain, Cultural Educational Exchange Program. So I learned a European way of education, you know, and most all my exams were orals and written. So you think a different way. So when you're going before a professor, you know, to defend your whatever courses we were in, you know, and you had to present your arguments, and they asked you all kinds of questions, and that's how they knew if you understood concepts and you could relate them. So I come back to the United States, I get accepted to medical school, and I honestly had a hard time my first year because it was all multiple choice questions, what's called multiple multiples, and I just it took me a long time to adjust and better understanding the concept behind the multiple choice systems, you know. But you know what, it paid dividends for me. Everything paid dividends. I tell my kids this all the time. No matter how difficult things are at a current time, it's going to pay dividends later on. So by thinking critically, like I did in Europe. And I loved medicine. I just loved it. And it not until I was actually in practice did it really pay off. Well, actually, in my residency, it started paying off because I could talk to the older doctors, and there has been a shift in medicine. RBN brings this up. I don't know if they understand how much of a change there's been since the time I was in there, my cousins and I. And his son now graduated a couple of years ago. It's completely different. It's organ medicine. It's heavily, heavily pharmaceutical based. It wasn't like that when I was in there. That's not that long ago,
right? Yeah,
but I'm anxious to find out your book. You're right about a lot of things. You know, my poor father. I was only a student at the time when my dad had prostate cancer, and he succumbed. He went for the radiation. He got over radiated,
right?
And ended up having.
Right.
And he died from leukemia lymphoma. He didn't die from cancer or prostate cancer. So, but it was way beyond the time when I got myself educated. And but I attribute, I love RBN because you guys, all of you, and you have no idea how grateful I am, prepared me for this COVID thing because I sadly tell you, everybody I know except two doctors got the shot, got the jab. These are friends that I admired, and I know they're smart than I am. They were brilliant guys when I went to school with them, and it just breaks my heart. I mean, but you guys helped me. I wasn't going to get it anyway, but the point was you folks gave me the ammunition to defend my position and actually help my kids and my other two doctors I'm very personal friends with. I was able to get them interested and the one friend of mine who's been a dear friend for 20 years, you know, he was always on the fence, but he never did it. He never got the shot. So I really owe RBN, lives. You know, that are saved from this program. But I don't want to keep you guys. This is a great program. I'm loving it. Have a great day.
Well, thank you.
Hey, thanks very much for calling in, Joe. Thanks, please call again. It's good to know that all the doctors out there didn't take it. I was going to ask you if you had, I think you dropped, but I was going to ask you, sir, if you had heard about those four doctors dying within a week after getting the fourth booster at the, it was Toronto. And, I mean, it's got
Mississauga.
To be waiting.
It was in Mississauga.
Yeah.
It was in Mississauga, which is outskirts of Toronto. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Three days. Right,
so
and then another one.
Thanks
Go
very
ahead.
Much for the Joe. And we have Mike in Kentucky. Mike, can you hear us, brother?
Hey, wow. Okay. It's 2022, and I just wonder what all the technology is that we've got. That last guy talked about leukemia and. You know, I heard a guy one time say, well, this was in the days of crude science. The yellow fever shot had the leukemia virus in it, and he was supposed to be a vaccine expert.
What happened there. What happened there is the radiation that his father got in the prostate induced the DNA to create that leukemia, okay? So the gamma rays from the radiation induced, they changed the DNA. They mutated the DNA, and that's how you got the leukemia. Okay.
Well, if he was in the military and had to take the yellow fever shot, he got a dose of it there too.
Well,
that's what Maury Sillerman said.
If he took the yellow fever shot, then yeah, you could take that into account. But let me tell you what happens. I had people consulted me a couple of years back, and the husband had just got his leukemia back. And I went to see them, and she says, you know, we just got back from Paris. I said, what? Yeah, well, you know, I said, when did you go? Well, we went last week or 10 days ago. I said, you mean you went to Paris and then you came right back? She said, yeah. I said, well, you were at 41,000 feet. Those radiations at 41,000 feet induced your husband's leukemia to come back, you see. That's how it works.
You know, they sell these.
They don't tell you on your airplane ticket that when you're at 41,000 feet, you're getting quite a nice absorbed dose of radiation. They don't tell you that. Well, see?
Yeah, they sell these suits for the microwave people or whatever to wear. And I've joked with tower climbers about it that are climbing up past these cell phone sectors.
Well,
and I've done
it myself.
I've climbed up past cell phone sectors, you know, and you hope that you're where you're behind the antennas for just a few seconds, you get past them to where you're going to work. You know, but
well,
they don't tell you that the transmit side of each one of those antennas is like 60 watts. You know, maybe your handheld unit is only, you know, three watts or something if it's legal.
Yeah.
Samsung got caught with illegal high emissions in their 5G rollout in San Francisco. Yeah. I mean, in Chicago. But now what I'm getting at is I'm here in Kentucky, and it's not been mentioned a whole lot on RBN from the shows I've listened to, but I picked up on something 20-some years ago, and continually, you know, catalog or pay attention to when I hear some stuff. Mitch McConnell and Hal Rogers proposed in the December of 2019 that they redesignate the rugged hillsides and creeks of eastern Kentucky as a some kind of wildlands, national wildlands area, and they've directed, you know, some bureaucrats to look into it and whatever. But, you know, the, what was it, Operation Popeye in Vietnam War, and they've done this, that the CIA, I think, actually admitted to, saying that they had done cloud seeding to enhance the rain in a monsoon season in Vietnam. So, you know, with the desperate federal government that's looking for more ways to fund a spending spree, there's a financial incentive to depopulate and designate areas as wildlife corridors so the IMF can loan more money to the federal spending spree that is D.C. I just wonder if the, you know, these storms that are wiping out, you know, some of the poorest areas in the coal hole economy, I call it, has been just wiped away in Letcher, Perry, I think parts of several counties. I don't know. I forget how many counties now is designated as an emergency zone. And, you know, it's just the amount of rain is all over the estimates all over the map. There was 9 inches of rain in less than 12 hours. One estimate was 15 inches of rain in less than 12 hours. They set records that hadn't been seen since the 30s, I think. But, of course, back in the 30s, they weren't doing weather modification like they may be now. So have you looked into that? I mean, we're in the 21st century here. What kind of technology has 80 years of tax dollars brought to us?
Well, I know that when you have an overnight storm and you've got lightning, you'll get 10,000 tons of free nitrogen fertilizer. That's what I know. So you want to have a lightning
about that.
Storm. Yeah, right. Well, and if they can control lightning and keep it from discharging, then they can change the amount of nitro that's falling on the ground. And you notice in Holland, they're screaming about nitro too. And nobody gets it because everyone thinks they're talking about nitrogen in the air. No, no. They're talking about the nitro atom that's hooked on to things like oxygen or ammonium nitrate. See, that's what they're talking about. And without nitro, you don't live. You die. And you get your nitro from meat, okay? You get your nitro from amino acids, and they want to feed you bugs, see?
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, bugs are in the animal kingdom, so they do have some protein. But there's a lot of protein in food. I mean, I'm not vegetarian.
I don't know about you, but I want to eat cattle beef, okay? Or, you know, I don't want to eat bugs. So.
I have one more caller I want to get on before.
Okay, sure.
Mike. Yeah.
Thanks very much for calling, Mike, though. I always appreciate your calls and correspondence, sir. And Paul in California. Hello, sir. Sorry. Can you hear me, sir?
Paul? Yes, I can. Really good show. Very interesting. Even the last caller, I would just make the comment that, disaster capitalism is what it goes by. It's really awful. I mean, they rebuilt Europe and Japan, and there's people that have theorized that that was one of the aims in mind, because, as you know, under this wonderful Jewish capital system, money can't just sit there. Money has to make a return, don't you know?
Don't forget
but
the
I would love to hear more of this, you know, especially some of the basic chemistry, nitro versus nitrogen and so forth. I found this very interesting. And, James, I am looking forward to taking a look at your book. I just wanted to say it's really, really enjoyable show. And good job, Stephen.
Thanks, Paul. I plan to have James on in the future for a National Intel Report sometime to go over this more after I've read the book. So I hope you'll join us for that. Yes, yes. And thanks for calling in. Thanks so much for the kind words, y'all. And really, hey, thanks to RBN listeners, James. You have a final thought you'd like to give everyone as we've got a couple minutes left?
First of all, I want to thank you for, having me on and for the interview. And I want everybody to support RBN. Thanks again.
Thanks very much, James. Thank you, listeners. Join me again next week for more Thought Crime Live. And remember, a thought crime a day keeps tyranny away.
You would hide behind walls. You would hide behind desks. I just want you to know I can see through your mask. Want you to know I can see through your mask.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
RBN, John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network. Republicbroadcasting.org.